let the animal out, or when you want to go out, you just take off one side of the string. But the other side of the string you leave there, so that side it blinds a kesher shakayamam kamashmalon. So we're not afraid. And the stam, when you open up the door to go out, you'll take off both sides. I'm Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Shmuel halacha to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We pass them like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm Olay Abay, Zot Abay, halacha? Like, what do you have to say halacha for? Mechlau de Fligi, it's Mashmi telling us somebody's mechuluk on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Mishnah says it's Tam, it doesn't say anybody's mechuluk on him. So, like, what are you saying halacha for, Pshita? I'm Olay, so he answered back, my nafkulucha minor, my nafkuminak, I didn't say anything wrong. I said, halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I, nobody argues with him, so what? What did I say wrong? See, into the back name, Omalei, Gemara, Gomer, Zemur, today. When you're learning Gemara, you want it to be sound like Zemira, sound like songs? No. Every word you say has to be Medugdik. Like, if nobody argues with him, doesn't pass to say, Aloch, Reb, Lozeb, and Yaakov. There's no Machlaikis. See, shouldn't have said such a Loshin. Trash, Mechlau, the Pligi, Bitzmiya, Fiamayif, Iflugu, Ho, Domne, Lahanech, Liel, like all the other cases were the same Kedushim. Even though it looks like you're tying down both sides and maybe you leave it, that was the Chiddush of the law, the Kamash, no, we don't say that. They open up both sides. So here also, according to everybody, should be mutter. So why do you say, look, we have Lozab and Yaakov, that's Mash, but they are born in Dingzich when they don't Dingzich. So the Mishnah Baita. Kreishrin Dali Bepaskiya. You're allowed to tie a Dali, that's a bucket of water, that you want to fetch the bucket of water from the well. So you used to have a string onto the bucket, then lower the bucket into the well, and then you pick up the water. So what happened if the string broke off the bucket? Is Kreishrin Dali Bepaskiya. You're allowed now on Shabbos tie up the dli with a strap or with your belt. Why? Because we're not afraid you'll leave your belt on the bucket, so we know you're just tying it now to use it, and you'll zich untie it the same day. Shrashi Kreshrin dli the paskia. Al fi habor, the paskia le mavato le hosam. People not mavato there. So the Mishnah vole bechevel, but you're not allowed to use a string. So Shrashi, why? The mavato le hosam, because the string we're afraid, that's the way you always use the bucket with the string, and you'll leave the string there the whole time. They have a kesher shakayama, and that will blive in this city rice to them. It's a kesher shakayama. Shrei kosher v'toli, shom tomit. Amonisha, a regular bucket always has a string attached to it. So now the string broke, so if you're going to put a new string on it, we're afraid you'll leave it, you'll loyalum, to be in this city rice. Does not tanakam. We have Yehuda matib. Yehuda says no, even with the string, you're also allowed to tie it up on Shabbos. The Grasha, Rigmor Meforish, the Khurzei Shreha, how could Yehuda be matir? The Khurzei Shalaf, and this city rice. So the Mishnah Klal Omer of Yehuda said a Klal called Kesher She'eino Shel Kayomo Eni Nat. That's not going to stay too long. Ein Chayov Malo. You're not Chay Midiraisa. Seems like we had before that to be Oser Midiraisa. It has to be a Kesher that the Mal is going to stay the Loilum. Like you have no intentions of untying it. Vashenkin, if you have intentions of untying it, then there's no Isidiraisa. Midirabonim, though, it depends. If you can leave it there for at least a week, then it's awesome with the Rabbonin. If you have das to untie it within the week, then some sheet is a matter with that alone with the chila, and some sheet is a mash when you have to have das to untie it the same day. Zati Gemara. Chevel demai. What type of string are we talking about in the Mishnah that says you can't, according to Tanakama, you can't tie this bucket with a string? Ilema chevel diyal mikvotom on a regular portion of string, or bizoy of Yehuda matir. How could Rabbi Yehuda be matir to tie up this bucket with a regular string? The Guru then kesher shakayamu. That should remain a kesher shakayama. Like a Guru, you have das to leave it, you'll learn void. How could he matter it? Ela zonti gemara chevel de gardi. We're talking about now what type of a string or weave a string. So Rashi bechevel de gardi pligi the tzorach lov le mavatalo. Hence the weaver needs this string to weave with. So he's zecha not going to be mavatalit there. So really it should be mutter to tie it up on Shabbos. Because when them on Yezich, you're going to untie it right away. Like what's pshan the rabbonin then? If we're not talking about a regular string, but just a special weave string, that should chorus your blab like a belt. That the Tanakhama says you're allowed to tie it with the belt, because we're not afraid you'll leave it there. So chorus a string from a weaver also, we shouldn't be afraid to leave it there. Elamai, what's pshan according to the rabbonin? That there's a gzera. If you let him tie it up with a string of a weaver, we're afraid he'll tie it up with a regular string, and that'll be mavato there. Then you have to say Reb Yehuda sub. What's Reb Yehuda shita? Loi gazrin. Reb Yehuda doesn't make this gzera. Because even though Reb Yehuda is made a regular string, you can't tie up to the bucket because you leave it there. Loi lo binis the raisa. But Reb Yehuda just holds a string that belongs to the weaver. Since he's zichin to take it away, it's muta. So Reb Yehuda does not make the gzera. For the Gemara minu, I have a kasher on you. Chevel d'lisha nifsak. We have the locha. If this bucket that was attached to a string to fetch up the water, the string broke. Is lo yehei koshri el oimvoy. The Tanakhama says, Rabbonin say you can't make a natna if you want to tie the string back together again, but an oimvoy, a bow, you're allowed to make. That you're allowed to make. Rabbi Yehuda, says, Koirich olo pundo oipaskir. No, you're not allowed to even make a bow, but the Eitzri is take a belt or a strap, and Koirich lo wrap it around it. Obavash lo yenvenu. But you're not allowed to make a bow. That's how Reb Yehuda. So the only Eitzer is then to take a belt, and that we're not afraid. You leave it there, the belt, because the belt's something you'll need. Strashi, Korech ole nechaber shnei roshei hapisug zeh al zeh, v'korech ole impundia ezer cholo, means a belt like, or piskiyev, v'vat shle yehei onvoy, shle yanvenu, v'lechevel, you shouldn't make a bow in the string. Reb Yehuda sova gazrina aniva otu kshira rabbona legozer. This is the Avimina. Reb Yehuda says we're afraid if you make a bow, you come to make a nas. Reb Yehuda does make a gzera. And the rabbonin say, no, you're allowed to make a bow, because we don't have the gzera bow otu a nat. So chure spun faket, we're saying the rabbonin does make gzera, and Reb Yehuda doesn't make a gzera, and here it's just the opposite. So the rabbonin do not make a gzera bow otu a regular nat, and Reb Yehuda does make a gzera a bow otu a regular nat. So tomorrow, kasha the Yehuda, the Yehuda, the Stira the Yehuda, kasha the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, the Stira the Rabbonin, the Rabbonin. And for the Gemara, the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin, like kasha. There's no Stira on the Rabbonin to the Rabbonin. Yeah, what's the pshat? Chevel, bechevel, michlef. And now, Mishnah Taki, you're not allowed to tie up the bucket, even with the weaver's string, because there's a gzera, the weaver's string, or to a regular string, or to a regular cord. Does they look alike? So make exactly if you use a weaver string, maybe you come to use a regular cord, and that will be an issue deraisa. Vashenke na niva bikshira la michlefo. It's no steer with the next braisa. That the rabbanon say you let her make a bow, because a bow and a knot look different. So the rabbanon don't make exactly if you make a bow, you come to make a knot. Like if you make a claw, you only let her make a bow and not a knot. Abizayit shreib Yehuda though. The chur madach Yehuda makes exactly on a bow. So the chur is zicha making exactly by chevel to chevel. So tomorrow, the Yehuda Lekash is also not shver. Hosom loy mishum the michlefo anito b'kshira. As the Emerson, the Yehuda does not make the gzeres one or to another. So after the yas is a bow, is not the pshat the bow is also because maybe you come to make a knot. Elo anivo gufa kshiri. The Yehuda shiter is that making a bow that's gufa considered a kshira. That's also nisir deraisa. Therefore, here where the string broke. If you're going to make a bow here, the zikr bow that's going to stay loyalim for it, like you don't have that to untie it, because that's the string you're going to use for this bucket. So a bow, according to Reb Yehuda, is an issa deraisa, therefore it's awesome. But in Echlam, Reb Yehuda does not make any gzeris. So the more Omer Rababe, Omer Rab Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, Mevi Yodom Chevel Mitech Beisoy. A person is allowed to take a string from his house, the Koishroi Beporo. He's allowed to tie one side onto his cow, Uviyavus, Uviyavus, and the other side onto his corral, onto the stall. When you want to tie a cow down to the stall, he shouldn't go away. You let it tie him up on Shabbos. Tozok, Rebaba, Omer B'chiyah, Barashi. Shashi, B'koshi, Repora, has Rosh HaYechad, one end of the string you tie onto the cow, V'yashen, Uviyavus, and the second side you tie onto the Yavus, onto the corral. We're not afraid that even though when you need a cow on Shabbos, that lo yater elo akesha shabroisha, you'll only untie one knot, the knot that's on his head. But the side that's attached to the corral, you'll leave it there. Sheemukhun lakat, that you'll always need it, you use it again next time. Or the faker, yater shabebus, you'll untie the one that's on the corral. That we're not afraid of. We now mind that when you'll untie both sides. In fact, the Gemara kasha, Eisivim, Rabacha Aricha, Du Rabacha Bar Popo, Le Rababa. Here's the kasha to Rababa. Chevel Shebevis, if you already have a string attached to the corral, to the cage, is Kosher Bar Poro. Then you'll have to tie it onto your cow. V'shevapur, if you have a string already attached to the cow, kosher b'yevis, then you let it tie it onto the corral. Avobovat, as klona b'raisa, shiloyavi cheva metech b'yevis, you cannot bring a string from your own house, v'yikshevapur, to tie it onto the pur, onto the cow, v'yevis. So it says, Chloe, you're not allowed to bring a regular string to tie into both sides. That's also. So how come you before learned this mutter? And the Gemara holds on Chevel Diyam. There, we're talking about a regular string. A regular string is the Gzera Taka that you've been battled here. Ha'chad Chevel de Gardi. Here that I'm mat you to bring a string to tie both sides, one side onto the pur and one side onto the corral. That's talking about a special string that belongs to the weaver. So weaver string, we're not afraid to be battled there because he has to use it. He needs it. That's why it's mutter. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kli Kiyua, Mutl Atautlon, B'Shabbos. Kli Kiyua, Rashi learns, that Kli Orgim, that's the Kelium that the weaver uses. V'yadi Dari B'chevo de Gadi Nokolovi. Since we're talking before about a string that a weaver uses, now we're talking about his own Kelium. It's like the loom. And the pieces of the loom that he uses to weave with, you should know you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Now what's the track you're allowed to touch it? Avad L'chur is called the Kli Shem Laftal Yisr. There's the kli that's aimed to weave with, and you're allowed to weave on Shabbos. The pshat is that it's called has a terrace kli alay, and it's not me. It's a muksa of a kli shem lachtal yisur. The akol ponim that has a shem kli, you're allowed to touch it either the tzara gufa to use it for hetadik use if you want to use it to crack open a nut, or the tzara mukaymi if it's on your chair, you're allowed to pick it up to move it out of your chair. So it's not kamina since it has a shem kli on it, you're allowed to move the tzara gufa tzara mukaymi. So he's telling you it has a shem kli, and you shouldn't think it's just like muksa machmas. Ksarim kis, or it doesn't have a shem kli at all, and then it'll be also to move even tzorah gufa. Tzorah mekayim might know these kli orgor, the kelim that the weaver uses, has a shem kli on it. Boy, my name Rav Yehuda. He has a shalach from Yehuda. Kaiver elyon, that's the top pole that they use in the loom to hold the strap, to hold the strings of the wool going across. The kaiver atachton, that's the pole on the bottom of the loom, holding the strings on from the bottom. Mahu, what about these two kelim? Are they also called the kli or no? Since they're so choshev, you like mevatlit, and it's like lemuksa machmas son kiss. In v'lav rafi b'yodi, he answered yes, no, he wasn't sure, and was weakness him. He wasn't sure if this still called the kli or not. Sidrash like rafi b'yodi, refu yehoisa atshuva b'fiv, in lesvim hati. He wasn't for sure whether we should say it's us or whether not. He was mesupik to what's the locha. Itma zat gemara amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. Kli kiyua mutla tautla m'shabes. He says, kolotz muta yishno. And afilu kaivad elyam kaivad atachlin. Even the top pole and the bottom pole of the loom, even though these are kelim that the weaver uses, they still have a shem teres kli aleha. And like I said, an afgemina, even though it's muksa, machmas, mlachsha, mlachto, yisr, but an afgemina, if you want to use it, tzarech gufa, tzarech mekayim it's muta. So the brazovaita avoloyes amudim. But the amudim, that's the pole, the frame of the loom, that's also. That's also. Omalei rov Rav Nachman, maishino amudim deloy. Why do you say the frame is also? Ilayim with the covered gumos, if you want to say because you have to make holes. So Rashlan's pshat from gumos means kishacholtsim minoris, when you pull it out of the ground, shein chubes beguma, that the base, the frame of the loom was like pushed into the ground. So now it's like a piece of wood that's pushed into the ground. That's the way you keep the loom, that's the way you kept the weaver, the machine up. It didn't have four legs to it, like it only had two legs. It was a standing up type of a weaving. And the two legs were pushed into the ground. That's what held it up. So now if you want to move it on Shabbos, you have to pick it out of the ground. So who are you making a hole? When you pick it out of the ground, who are you making a hole? That's why it's also to do it on Shabbos. That's not called you're making the hole. The hole was there from before Shabbos. The stick was stuck into the ground from before Shabbos. All you're doing is just picking it up on Shabbos. That's called memela. It happens by itself. There's no issa. The Tanan, I bring you right for this. The Tanan, we're going to the Mishnah. Ha-toymin lefes. Somebody, toymin means like stored lefes, turnips in the ground. U-tsunoynos and radishes. Tachas ha-gefen, underneath the vine, means in the ground. Before Shabbos, and it didn't start to grow yet in the ground, and now you want Shabbos, you want to pull it out of the ground, it makes us all of Megulin. If some of the leaves of the radish are outside the ground, then you can grab a hold of it. So you don't have to touch the muksa, you don't have to touch the ground itself. You could touch the top leaves. And then you pull the radish out of the ground, is ain't a choshes. There's no shash you're allowed to do it. Lemishum klayim, there's no issa that you planted radishes in the kerem, because since it's Yeah. So that's the most kashin. Amayishno amudim. The loy, how come the amudim are not allowed to touch on Shabbos? The frame of the loom, ilayim of the covered gumas. If you're going to tell me, because you're going to make holes now, what's trying to make a hole? So Rashi says, talking about a loom like that only has two sticks to it. And it doesn't have four posts to hold it up. It only has two poles. So how do you have it sticking up? That you stick the two poles into the ground. So now on Shabbos, if you want to use the poles, you have to pull them out of the ground. So here, when you're pulling them out of the ground, you're making a hole. So the Gemara name, gumas amela kehevin. The holes that you're making now come by itself. In other words, you put the stick in before Shabbos. So the hole was made from before Shabbos. Now when you're picking it out, the hole comes by itself. I'll bring you right. It's now. We're under the Mishnah Kalim. Hatoim in lefis. If somebody hides or puts in the ground lefis, the turnips, utsinoinis, and radishes. Tachas a geffen, even though you're planting it now in the geffen, in the vineyards. But we're talking about now you're just storing it there. And I didn't let it stay like 2-3 days till it started to be nishra, till it started to grow. You're just storing it there for one day. Is in mixas ola magul, if part of the leaves are open on top, you can grab a hold of the leaves and pull the radish out of the ground. You should know it's mutter to do it even on Shabbos. Is ain't no chayshis leimishim climb. There's no way to climb to say maybe it started to grow the vegetables here in the kerem, because we're talking about where there wasn't nishras yet, there was no roots yet. For leimishim shriyas, there's no way to shriyas, now that a plant on shriyas, because you didn't plant, you're just storing it there. It's not a shell, you planted it now and it should have a new din mice like it starts over like tevel and you have to take off fresh mice again. Vaita v'nid masageh to us is when he told him the Shabbos. You're allowed to pull out of the ground this radish on Shabbos. Is v'sodeh, so why? Ailechu, when you're pulling it out, you're making the hole there? That there it is, because you put the radish into the ground before Shabbos. So the hole was made from before. Now all you do is just picking it out of the ground, that's called b'nela. So here also, if you have the clear riga, if you have this like the poles of the loom, they were pushed into the ground before Shabbos. Why can't you take it out on Shabbos? And if the Gemara is a terrorist, they saw the liyosalash gumas. If it's talking about in the field, like by the case of the radish and the lefis, then with any time you line up, pull it out of the ground on Shabbos, because you're not making the hole was there before. Ah, let's be geyser. Maybe after you pull it out, you come to fill up the hole. To smooth out the hole, to saw that we don't make this gzeira. Here we're talking about the isha that weaves. She weaves in the house. She has her loom, her weaving machine, that the two poles are stuck into the ground. So if you're going to pull out the pole on Shabbos, there's a gzeira. Also, lashvuya gumas. We're afraid that after they pulled it out and the hole is there, you come to smooth out the hole, fill up the hole. And now benisa the rice of vinyan, you're fixing up your house. It's a mall. They didn't have like rugs on the floor. The floor was the ground. So if you have a hole in the ground, you'll come to fill it up on Shabbos. That'll be an Issa Binyan. That's why it's awesome. The more boyim in Rabbi Yechnin, we have Yehuda Balivoy. Rabbi Yechnin has a shout from Yehuda Balivoy. Kli Kiyua. What about these Kalim of the Orig, the weaver's Kalim? Kigoyin Koyver Elyon, the top pole that you hold the strings with. The Koyver Atachton, the bottom pole you hold the strings with. Mal Atachton Shabbos. Are you allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos? Do these have a shame kli or don't they have a shame kli? Or Malay, he answered him, ain't metaltel. Not like we learned before. Before we had a man, the Yom said, it's mutiv, it's called a kli. He answered back, no, it's also to do it. My time, what's the time it's also to touch it? Why is it not called a kli? The fish ain't metaltel. Touch it? Because they're not metaltel. What does it mean they're not metaltel? Says Rashi, the bottom Rashi. The fish ain't metaltel. Af b'chol, if nechavdun. Since they waste so much, you don't use it for any other purpose. Even in the middle of the weekday, it's only used for weaving. So a kli that's only used for weaving, that's like muksa machlos ksaron kis. You have no doubt use it for anything else. Only for weaving, that's bottle the shame kli. Since you can't weave on Shabbos, it's not called a kli. So he held that these two kelim are muksa. So the Mishnah Vayitim. Mekaplin esakelim afilu abo v'chamisha pomin. You're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos even 4 or 5 times. We'll soon see exactly how much, exactly what's mutter to fold. Vaitu matzien esamitash, you're allowed to make your bed milel Shabbos l'Shabbos. On Friday night, l'kovet Shabbos morning, you're allowed to make your bed on Shabbos, abis l'kovet Shabbos. Avoloi mi Shabbos l'mitzoy Shabbos, but you can't make the beds. On Shabbos, the covered Mitzvah Shabbos. That's called Hachona for Mitzvah Shabbos. That's awesome. We have Yishmael Oimer, Mekaplin, Esakelim. You let her fold the Kalim on Shabbos. or matzien esamitas, and you could make the beds miyom haKippur l'Shabbos. As Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you allowed to make your beds l'kavod Shabbos. You see, all there's no yisrachonam from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Vayta v'chel v'Shabbos kreivim b'yom haKippurim. When Shabbos and then Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos, so you brought the Tomet Shabbain Abayim, you have a mincha time on Shabbos, you brought the Korban. So you shechted it on Shabbos. And you have the chelev of the Amurim left over that you weren't makriv it yet. You didn't put the chelev on the Mizbeach. And it comes at night time, Moitzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. And the Malas, the chelev alone, you let it burn it the whole night. You let it burn it now in Yom Kippur also. They see how it's chelve Shabbos craving Yom Kippurim. The korban of Shabbos could be brought, could be matir, could be burned on Yom Kippur. Avoloi shal Yom Kippur b'Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, then you check the Tomet Shabbein Abayim of Yom Kippur, and you have the chelal left over, you're not allowed to burn it at night on Shabbos. As Gosi holds, Yom Kippur is like kal than Shabbos. So a korban of Shabbos could be brought in Yom Kippur, but a korban from Yom Kippur cannot be burnt at night time by Shabbos. Thus, how to be Shmuel? We'll see in the Gemara exactly how we know this. Rabbi Akiva, why Rabbi Akiva says loy shel Shabbos kreivim Yom Kippurim? He holds no. They both have the same much kedusha. You can't do one for the other. If you have the korban of Shabbos that you brought on Shabbos and you didn't bring, you weren't maktiv yemurim, you didn't burn the yemurim on the mizbeach, and it comes down with soy Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. He's loisha Shabbos craving b'Yom Kippurim, for loisha Yom Kippurim craving b'Shabbos, and not the emurim of Yom Kippur can't be brought on Shabbos. And Yom Kippur came out on Friday and have it left over. You didn't burn it yet. You can't burn it at night on Shabbos. The Grashi Mekapanes Akedum. The Godim Kishe Poishton, when you poishes spread it out, Mekaplin, you fold it. Mifnei Shemasrachachin Mechibusan, or Miskamten Kishenu Mekfolim. Because if it's not folded, it'll get creased. So you want to fold it now to get the creases out. So in certain times it's mutter. We'll see the Gemara when. And fill down the pomim. They last the lotion by being. Habi you have das to wear it on Shabbos. You let a fold your clothing to wear on Shabbos. That's called mutz. That's called achana for tomorrow. So to make your beds from Shabbos, from Moitzoy Shabbos, that's called achana from Shabbos to Moitzoy Shabbos. But the Maaseh, they say that's only if the only purpose you're doing is just to have the beds nice for Moitzoy Shabbos. The more today the matter to make the beds on Shabbos, because the ladies like the room to look nice, even look up at Shabbos. It bothers them if the bedroom is not nice. So therefore they're allowed to make the beds now even on Shabbos. That's called a covered Shabbos. Not only for Mitzvah Shabbos, it's right for today to make the room look nice. Zot Gemara. Amri Dever Rabbi Yanai. Lo Yishonu El B'Yodem Echad. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos. It's only one person by himself. If you need two people to fold it, then it's also. You can't fold it with two people. Even with one person, we're only talking about new clothing you're allowed to fold. His new clothing doesn't get so wrinkled, so the clothing, the folding is not such a big tikkun. But old clothing that was washed already once, so then when if you don't fold it, the creases are nicker. Then by folding it's called, you looks like you'd be mistaken the clear to take out the creases. But the v'chadoshim nami, even new clothing that we say you let it fold your clothing, lo yamor ne'elabal avonim, it's only with white ones. His white clothing don't get so crinkled. Avo b'tzavuyim, if you have colored ones, lo, even a new colored shirt, a new colored jacket, you're not allowed to fold on Shabbos. But the lo yamor ne'elashen alachlif, even a new white one that you're allowed to fold, it's only if you don't have another shirt. But if you have another shirt, so instead of folding this one, use the other shirt. But if you have another shirt to wear, you're not allowed to fold this one, better use the other one. The Maratona show based on Gamliel. Lohoyu Makaflin Kli Lovish Lehem. They did not fold their new white clothing on Shabbos. Why? Because he had other ones to wear. So instead of folding this one, they'd rather wear the other ones. If you have what to change around clothing, you should change around clothing. This is like a new halacha. He's saying like l'kavod Shabbos, you should change your weekday clothing l'kavod Shabbos. Come Shabbos, don't wear the same clothing you wore in the middle of the week, but put on a new beged. What about if you don't have a new suit? You only have one suit, that's all you have. You don't have two suits. You don't have a special suit l'kavod Shabbos. So what's the yetzer? The yetzer is yishalshel b'begodet. That means, unless a mold used to wear, like even the men even used to wear like dresses. So let the dress come down a little bit. Let it go longer to the ground. So Rashi's mazbah, that's the way Ashirim, rich people, used to wear like that. As if you're a workman, you had to work hard, you couldn't afford to let your dress go down to the floor, you get it dirty. But the Ashirim, the rich people that didn't have to work, they were able always to have the dress down to the floor, it never got dirty. For the Gemara, maskalar of safra, for mischazik karamais rucha, to tell him on Shabbos to make his clothing go down to the ground, he looks like a bikshav, like he's an Ashir. It's not nice for a bagaivnik then. And the Gemara name, kiva nuchol yoim loikovit, since every day in the middle of the week he doesn't dress like this. In the middle of the week, he lets his suit up. For Eden, who the COVID, and today only on Shabbos to make Shabbos different. He puts his clothing a little bit down. It doesn't look like a Bagaivanik. Now the rabbit's been done to COVID Shabbos. So Tais Taka says here in the Kaplan, Kalen's a Taisus, Mikan, Lamadnu, the Osa, the Kapel, Taliso, Shabbos, Knesses, the Fee Shame, Sir, Shame, Sir, as even if your talus would be a new talus and a white one. But still, it's also to fold it on Shabbos, because the purpose of folding it is not to cover Shabbos, it's only to be able to use it tomorrow. So now I'll make a chon, you can't do anything today for tomorrow. So no hetter to fold your talises on Shabbos. So the little exact hetter there is that this issue of folding it is the pshad, that by folding them on the exact same crease you had before, then it's misakne, it makes so you don't have new creases. But one eitzer is if you fold it, but not mak, but to fold on the same folds you had before. You fold a little bit different, like you're not makba do a perfect job on Shabbat, but that's mutum. It's only yostiv when you fold it, you do a perfect fold. So anachlam, if you want to fold your talus on Shabbat, you shouldn't fold it exactly the way you fold it in the middle of the weekday. Make it a little bit looser, not exactly so direct. Such good on the same folds. Hold it a little bit shallow if you want to hang up your pants on Shabbos. Shabbat, you grab your pants with the two cuffs, told the mamish they connect there to get the exact folding point. There will also be shayla of folding. But some people want to be makeup. You just hang it up on a hanger, throw it over the chair. That's not called kippel. Because kippel means you fold it over one on top of the other. So the kaiver, that weight of the top, like pushes down on the bottom, that makes the creases go out. If you just fold it over the chair or put it in the hanger, some people are makeup. I think they have a shuk and stuff like that. But to my there are some people that are machmir. So mitzil is better to be machmir. Again, not to fold exactly your pants on the right fold the way you do in the middle of the week then. Right. Pasuk says in Shayo, V'chibad etoy mi'asayis d'rachecha. Shabbos you should be mechabed. From doing d'rachecha your own ways. What does that mean? V'chibad etoy you should be mechabed Shabbos. Shlo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos ke malbushcha shel chol. The clothing you wear on Shabbos should not be the same clothing you wear in chol. You should have new clothing to cover Shabbos. The Gemara v'chiho de Rav Yechinen. Kori lamanei mechabdoisai. Rabbi Yechon used to call his clothing his covered. In other words, clothing is mechabed the person. Imagine a person will walk around without clothing. There's no cover to him. It's not dignified. What makes you dignified? Your clothing. The post says, V'chibarto yishi mechabed Shabbos. It means with nice clothing. And they brought down for some tzaddikim, it says, they should have new clothing for Shabbos. It doesn't only mean like a new suit, a new shirt. That every single clothing they had was new. They had new underwear to cover Shabbos, new socks to cover Shabbos, and everything they put on was new to cover Shabbos. I mean, not new, just different than the weekday. Yet if you have it, as much as you have, you can do. If you don't have it, as much as possible, you should have different clothing to cover Shabbos, the mechabed Shabbos. But the pasuk says, "Ni'asayis t'rachecha." What does that mean? Shloyehi luchach shal Shabbos kiluchach shachol. When you walk on Shabbos, it should be a different type of walking than you walk in the middle of the weekday. Tomorrow, Namah Bezos will explain how is it different. Vayta Pasuk says, Nimtzei Chefzecho, from doing your own chefet, your own business. Vidashin Chefzecho Asurim, like you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, or even do Maisim about it. Vashenkin Chefzei Shemayim Mutorim, to do things, okay, to mitzvahs, Chefzei Shemayim, that's Mutor. Shrashi learns, Nimtzei Chefzecho Drashi, Ki Yehudi Amin Abi Ervin, Lo Yitair Lodul Masayif Sadeil, the Shabbos, person should not walk to the end of his field on Shabbos, lay the mites with it, look over his fields to see what his fields need. You should like do mice of walking to see what your fields need. Mashenkin chef to shemayim term, you're going poiskin stocko or mishatkin ala tinoikis lieris. You let her be poisek how much stocko you want to give, and you could make shaduchim on Shabbos. That's called chef to shemayim, that's mutter. By the pasuk says, "V'dabe dover," your talking should be different on Shabbos. What does that mean? Shlo yehei divurcha shal Shabbos ki divurcha shal.